the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, some religious sections teach that in order to be saved, you must first be baptized or accomplish some other work, and some even go as far as to say things like, you have to come up out of the water speaking in tongues in order to be saved. What does the Bible say we have to do to be saved?
Yeah, these are two common theological issues that we face. We deal with this a lot here. I deal with it a lot as I go out and I share the gospel and witness to people. I oftentimes will ask somebody if they're saved, and the answer that they give me is usually yes. I know this is hard to give a percentage here, but I'll say the majority of the people in our area would say they're saved. And then I'll ask them, how do they know that they're saved? What's the evidence? What did you do? And here's what they'll usually tell me. It's common. They'll say, yes, I got baptized here or there. I got baptized as a kid. I got baptized in Vacation Bible School. I've had people tell me, yes, I'm saved because I spoke in tongues one time, and that was the evidence. And I'll tell them, I'm trying to be nice about it, but I'll tell them that tongues isn't evidence anywhere in the Bible of salvation. The Bible nowhere tells us that that is how someone can know that they're saved. And baptism is the same thing. It's not how you're saved. It's not how you're saved. So the answer we're looking for, and this is where we want to go with this question, the right and biblical answer is, what must I do to be saved? I must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the jailer asked Paul. What must I do? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And not only you, but your family as well. And I love that answer. If I say, are you saved? Yes. How do you know you're saved? Because I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not just I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's I still believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an ongoing, continual presence of faith in my life. That Jesus, who is the author, the beginner, the starter of my faith, is also going to be the finisher of my faith. From beginning to end, I live a life of faith. It started my salvation by putting my faith in Christ, and I'll have faith until the day that I die. So what must I do to be saved? You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you know that you're saved? Because you have an ongoing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.